If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist Pat Nelson. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Thriving Thursday. I am Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council. And as we wrap up for the weekend, and I'm going to keep it short because I'm ready to get on with the weekend. And I know you are ready to get on with your weekend no matter what you're doing. Even if you're working on a project or you're just chilling, either way, you're ready to get to it. So today we're going to talk about, are you playing small? So how do you get that business thriving? How do you get your personal life thriving? How do you just jumpstart everything that you need to jumpstart? And if you've already jumpstarted it and you need things to really be better, to go to that next level, to just really be so on fire until you just can't contain it all or control it all. How do you do that? Well, I'm going to give you some really simple thoughts to think about. Well, first of all, when we aren't thriving and when we're playing small, a lot of times someone else is in our head. Some ideas are in our head that we did not put there. So we find ourselves listening to what someone else is saying. We find ourselves being affected by people in our environment, and we allow them to take control of something that we really want to do or a destiny that we really want to work towards. So when that happens, we can't help but play small. So when it comes to playing small, how do you not do that? First of all, let's keep it simple, you guys. The first thing you want to do is you want to remember to do what's right for you. Always do what's right for you. It's not about the other person, because anybody who interferes with you kind of carrying out your mission for being here on this earth, you carrying out your amazing purpose, anybody who interferes with that, you know what? They are so not on your side. They are so not on your team. They're not with you. And as a result of that, you will not thrive. So what you really want to do is decide what's right for you. The best way, simplest way to do that is to write it down. Always write down what do you think is best for you. I know if I'm stuck, especially if you are toiling over a situation, an idea, a concept of some kind, then the best thing to do is to write down what you really want to do. Okay, if you didn't have to worry about what someone else thought, if you didn't have to worry about the naysayers, if you didn't have to worry about even money, if you had nothing to worry about, if you could just do this thing carefree, what would you do? How would you do it? So that's how you get to determine what is right for you, and that's what's going to put you on the right track. Now, here's the other thing. The other part of kind of playing small, or what causes us to play really small, is that what we do sometimes is we expect things to be perfect. So we don't want to mess up. We don't want to make any mistakes. So before we even like jump out of the gate and get started with things, we start over again and again in our minds, because we want these things in our lives to be perfect. We want to find, if we're talking about our personal life, you want to find that right guy, that right girl. If you're having a problem in your relationship, we're busy looking at the other person, figuring out or seeing what they're doing wrong and wanting them to be perfect before we make any changes. In other words, if he does this, then I'll do that. Well, if she does this, then I'll do that. Now, when it comes to the other side of the coin, when it comes to your business, then in that respect, you want everything to be on point. Okay, have I dotted out every I, crossed every T? Do I have enough money? Do I have all the right people? We want to start at the top. We don't want to work our way through some of the kinks. Listen, get started. Just step out there big, step out there boldly. That doesn't mean that you don't need to have a plan of some kind. Because you do need to have a plan of some kind, but it doesn't have to be perfect. Understand this, that when you're doing something for the first time, if you're starting a business of some type for the first time, then you have to know that one of the things that will take place is you are not going to get everything right. Everything's just not going to be like super perfect. So get out there and, you know, kind of learn as you go. And that's with almost anything that we do. Think about it. For those of you that have a job, those of you that used to work on a job, and I think most of us at some point have had some kind of job. I think the last job that I had was McDonald's years ago. And then the military, I'm not sure if that was a job. That was like a career. You know, 24 hours a day, I belonged to them. So that was like a serious contract. But the point that I'm getting to is that when we started that job, we didn't know everything. So we jumped out there and we did our thing and we went for it. And even if we made a mistake, we kind of did what it took to get it right. So we got it right. And then we eventually learned how to do it. And then it was smooth sailing. And before you know it, we were getting promoted. So this is the same thing kind of in the business world. What you want to do is you want to work that business, and you don't have to be perfect at everything. You don't have to know everything up front. So kind of work through it and get to where it is you really want to be. So when we talk about playing small, it's about, you know, kind of sometimes people want to put their toe in the water. Okay, so, you know, it's like, okay, you go to the beach or you go to the pool and you stick your toe in the water. Well, if you're going to swim, even if you're going to float, even if you're just going to get wet, you're going to have to get all the way in the water. And that is something that you must do in order to not play small. You got to go all in. So just jump in there, go for it, and decide that, you know what, sink or swim, I'm going for it. Here's the beautiful part about us as human beings. We are so resilient, so smart, so resourceful, to the point where if you liken it to, I guess, getting in a pool and you can't swim, hopefully you're going to float. You are designed to float. As I'm always saying, you know, we are just built to win. So you are designed to win from birth. If you don't win, it's because you aren't doing what it takes to win, or you don't recognize that you have what it takes to win, or you're just simply not embracing your winner spirit. That's all there is to it. All right, here's the final and last point that I have for you. Before we sign off for the weekend, the final and last point is sometimes we step out playing small because we came out big in the beginning. We were all in, all out, you know, just gutsy. And we went for it. And we did okay for a while. But then all of a sudden, we started making mistakes and things started to flounder and eventually flop. So here's the thing about that. Sometimes because we made a mistake and we think people are talking about us and people are laughing at us or people are criticizing us because we actually flopped. Well, that's okay. Because guess what? Here's the beautiful part. When you step out there, get back in the game, and you don't play small, and you go for it with that confidence, with that courage, okay, and with some knowledge, so you got to know what you're doing, and you go for it, and it all works out, you know what happens? Yeah, all those people that were criticizing and laughing, all of a sudden they're going to be knocking on your door with their hands out or trying to become your friend again. And it's okay if you want to be their friend again. It doesn't matter. That's not what today's show is about. It's about you deciding that you're not going to play small, that you're not going to let anyone or anything stop you from getting to where it is you want to be. So there you have it. Three reasons why we play small, and I've given you more than enough reasons why you should not play small. So you guys, what you want to do is make a decision about what you want for your life and then go for it. What you want for your personal life, what you want in your business life, and go for it. Don't let anyone stop you and just do life with power. That's what it's all about. You know, get out there, stop playing small. Make a decision right now. Say, you know what? Hey, I am going to write three sentences on a piece of paper, which of these three sentences, they're going to say exactly what I want to do, what I hope, what I will accomplish, and what I'm willing to do to make it happen. Keep it simple like that, and then go for it. Yeah, that's what we call doing life with power. That is super exciting, and that's going to bring you some amazing results. Okay, the go for it part is necessary. Do I need to say that again? The go for it part is actually the work part. So, hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. Don't play small. You weren't made to be small. You're amazing. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're magnificent. And so when you stop and think about all of that, then you don't have a problem stepping out there and doing life with power. And even if you fall for a minute, guess what? Resilient, resourceful people always get back up. Enjoy your weekend, do life with power, and I'll be talking to you guys next week.